You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Lizbeth Gutierrez Salazar, 32, breaks up with her boyfriend, Jose Cardona, because he doesn't get along with Lizbeth's three sons. While the Gutierrez Salazar family is sleeping inside, Cardona douses their home with gasoline and sets it on fire. One boy comes running from the flames as first responders arrive. When the blaze is put out, firefighters find the bodies of mom, Lizbeth, and little sons, Juan and Julian.
Nancy, Cardona fled the crime scene after the arson and was on the run for more than 2 weeks before his arrest 30 miles from the crime scene in Modesto, California. Cardona was in the U.S. illegally and has been deported previously three separate times. Cardona is now held at the San Joaquin County Jail.
Jose Cardona, 59, now charged with three counts, murder. Christopher Morgan enters a Florida Walgreens 20 minutes before closing. He heads straight to the bathroom. To his surprise and delight, no one realizes he's still there when the store locks up for the night. When he's sure the coast is clear, he wanders the store, eating whatever snacks and sweets he wants. Morgan, however, does not take an alarm system into account and sees police arriving on the scene just as he helps himself to a pack of cigarettes. Once the door is open, he refuses to get into the patrol car, claiming the lock-in was an accident. Cops don't believe it, and Christopher Morgan, 46, old enough to know better, now charged with burglary, larceny, and resisting arrest. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Authorities have reported that an inmate has been found dead in his cell in the East Mississippi Correctional Facility in Meridian, marking the third death at the facility in 1 month. Details come to us from Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
59-year-old Clarence Gilley was discovered unresponsive on July 25th. Emily Lawhead, a spokesperson for Management and Training Corporation, the company managing the prison, stated that facility medical staff immediately responded, performing emergency procedures. Local emergency medical services arrived shortly after and declared Gilley deceased. An investigation into the cause of death is underway and an autopsy has been scheduled. While foul play is not suspected, the official cause of death will be determined following the autopsy. Gilley was serving a combined 65-year sentence for multiple convictions, including burglary, escape, and armed robbery dating back to the late 1980s.
The Mississippi Department of Corrections confirmed the details but did not provide further information on the circumstances leading to Gilley's incarceration. Now to New York State, as Justin Timberlake's lawyer seeks to dismiss a drunken driving charge filed against the pop singer following a traffic stop in June in the Hamptons. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
The request comes after claims of significant errors in the police documentation submitted in the case. During a recent hearing, Sag Harbor Village Justice Carl Irace ordered that Timberlake be rearranged with corrected paperwork. Timberlake, currently on tour in Europe, is permitted to appear virtually for the proceeding. His lawyer, Edward Burke, stated that Timberlake was not intoxicated at the time of the incident and argued that the charges should be dismissed due to the errors in the police documents. The Suffolk County District Attorney's Office, which is prosecuting the case, referred to the paperwork issue as a ministerial error and noted that an amended charging document had been filed on July 2nd. Burke hinted at additional problems with the arrest documents but did not provide specifics. According to court documents, the 43-year-old Timberlake was stopped around 12:30 a.m. on June 18th while driving a 2025 BMW. Police allege that he ran a stop sign and veered out of his lane. Timberlake reportedly told the officer he had consumed one martini and was following friends home. He was arrested and taken to a police station in East Hampton, where he refused to take a breath test. Timberlake, known for his career with NSYNC and subsequent solo work, did not attend the recent hearing as his appearance was waived in advance. His attorney emphasized that Timberlake has respected law enforcement and the judicial process throughout the incident.
The Suffolk County District Attorney's Office has declined to comment further on the case.
Thanks, John. Jasmine Robinson, 23, lives with her grandma in Archer, Florida, while she prepares to welcome her new baby girl in just 3 months. Jasmine is very close with her sister, Shantavia, and FaceTimes with the sister after her shift at McDonald's nearly every day. Sister Shantavia notices Jasmine is not in a good mood, but assumes she had a long day at work. Jasmine says goodnight to her grandma, but the next morning, she's not in the house and doesn't answer her cell phone. Jasmine also misses a scheduled sonogram. Everything but Jasmine's phone is still at Grandma's house, and she doesn't have a car. County sheriffs believe foul play is involved and have several persons of interest. Jasmine Robinson, now missing 5 years, African-American, 5'2", 150 pounds, styled her hair with locks when she disappeared. There's a $10,000 reward for information related to Jasmine Robinson. If you have information, call Florida Sheriffs 352-367-4161. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and join us on our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.